The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a very exciting 7-2 victory over the Los Angeles Kings at SAP Center at San Jose in front of a crowd of 10,713 fans. It all began in the first period. Nico Sturm activated from the injured reserve list, perhaps a lot sooner than many expected when he was said to be out and on the IR. He gets a headman pass from Mario Ferraro, and all of a sudden he's coming in alone on David Rittich. With about a minute 45 gone by, lead pass, here comes a breakaway, Nico Sturm shoots, and he scores! First great opportunity for the Sharks, a headman feed from inside the San Jose zone, it hits Nico Sturm, he's behind the defense, and he snaps one past David Rittich, and the Sharks take a 1-0 lead at 1:47. How do you like that for a return to the lineup? Absolutely. Nico Sturm, his fourth goal of the season, right back in the lineup and right back in the saddle. Mario Ferraro and Yaroslav Askarov in his very first start as a San Jose Shark at home gets the assists, and Askarov becoming only the second goaltender in Sharks history to get an assist in his home debut, Jeff Hackett being the other one, way, way back at the Cow Palace in 1991. So 1-0 Sharks, and that was the way the scoring was at the end of the first period. The teams traded 6 shots on net. The second period was Los Angeles's. They outshot the Sharks 13-5. Their defense played really solidly, and they would end up taking the 2-1 lead. At 2:32 of the second period, defenseman Brant Clark took advantage of a Sharks line change in the neutral zone by jumping up into the play. Anje Kopitar read it perfectly. Kopitar got it to Kempe, Adrian Kempe to Brant Clark, and he beats Askarov for his third of the season, and it was tied at 1. Here come the Kings moving in. Brant Clark going in, shooting in, and he scores! Sharks get caught on the chains. Brant Clark jumps up into the play, seeing that, cuts into the zone and snaps one by Askarov. This game's tied up at 1. And then it is scrambled in front of the San Jose net. The Kings kept the pressure on. On the left, Kopitar to the right, Fogle. Tips into the net, save made again by a diving player, and they score on the third rebound. Third time was the charm for Los Angeles. Adrian Kempe had 2 great opportunities, and Yaroslav Askarov did everything but turn himself into an octopus on that play to stop that with 8 arms, but the third one went home, and LA takes a 2-1 lead. Yeah. Kempe had 2 shots turned aside beautifully by Askarov, but because the Kings outnumbered the Sharks right at the edge of the crease, Kopitar got a piece of it and tapped it in for his 6th of the year. That was at 8:58 of the second period. Kopitar from Kempe and Warren Fogle, and all of a sudden, it was 2-1 Los Angeles. Fogle was put on that line in the second period by coach Jim Hiller, and his speed obviously allowed that line to get more generated offensive scoring chances. But the Sharks would come roaring right back. And hard-working furnace face, as they like to call him, the red-faced Fabian Zetterlund, who's always working really hard, ended up with a break, but it was because of his hard work. Right now, here's Eklund, lead pass. Zetterlund on the right wing side, getting the puck, can't shoot it, wrap around, score! Fabian Zetterlund does a really good job, didn't get the shot away right away, but he cut behind the net, curled to the near side, and flipped it off a stick, and it went over the top and into the net, underneath Rittich, and the Sharks have just tied this game up 2-2. That is a very important goal. It was an important goal indeed. Zetterlund's 9th from Eklund and Macklin Celebrini at 13:59 of the second period, making it 2-2. That, in many respects, was the turning point of the game.
It really was, and you're wondering, how are they going to find a way to get back in this game? And the momentum had changed completely in the favor of the Kings. And that was one of those efforts. How many times have we seen it from Zetterlund where he simply doesn't give up because he lost control of the puck on entry, goes behind the net. Yes, did he get a fortuitous bounce? But he deserved it.
And then the third period with the score tied 2-2. And what a period it was for San Jose Sharks hockey. They would score 5 unanswered goals, a season high for any period, 5 goals on only 10 shots in the third. And the first one came from the stick of Macklin Celebrini on a play that looked totally innocent. Here come the Sharks. They move in and they score! That came from nothing down the left wing side, thrown toward the net. And San Jose takes the lead, and it's Macklin Celebrini skating down the left wing side in a play that looked like it was absolutely nothing, and he makes something out of it. Sharks lead 3-2, and that comes 1:03 into the third period. What a way to start. And what a game-winning goal for Macklin Celebrini, his first of two in the period. Henry Thrun and Jan Ruda assisted, but again, Henry Thrun fed it up the left wing side, and it looked such like an innocent zone entry, and then all of a sudden that shot. Wow, what velocity.
Well, it's not the first time that he's had a shot like that. I remember him coming off the half wall, I forget who it was against, and attacked the middle of the ice and absolutely slung it to the net. He is going to surprise goaltenders with that shot. His ability to avoid the sticks and get that puck through, he has a lethal wrist shot from distance. Not many guys can score from that distance. He's certainly one of them.
That was at 1:03 of the third period. It proved to be the game winner. It had put the Sharks in front, and San Jose was off to the races. About a minute and a change later at 2:14, Tim Liljegren gets the puck on his stick from Will Smith's effort, and it was in the back of the net. Sturm has a goal today. Works it free. Here's Will Smith now moving behind the net. Stick handles with it. Backhands. It's Liljegren. Score! Will Smith wins the puck, gets control of it, and Tim Liljegren bangs it in for that extra insurance the Sharks were desperately looking for. And now it's 4-2 Sharks at 2:14 of the third period. Official word on that goal, Liljegren's second from Will Smith, Will's first of two assists in the period, and it was 4-2 San Jose. Then another key turning point happened when Fabian Zetterlund got a stick to the face at 10:42 of the third, and so the result was a 5-on-3 power play opportunity, and what an amazing chance that was for San Jose to take the lead again. It would be a big one for Macklin Celebrini, and this was probably the prettiest goal of the night. Down low to Foley. Toffoli trying to get it back to Will Smith, blocked by Gavrikov. Nice battle win by Toffoli. Will Smith feeds it back. Eklund now, Celebrini. Score! Smith to Eklund to Celebrini, and it's in the net. That's a 5-on-3 power play goal. Macklin Celebrini's second of the game, sixth of the year, and the Sharks are leading 5-2. The reason why they had a 5-on-3 power play in this particular case was because of an unsuccessful challenge to that fourth Sharks goal for goaltender interference by the LA bench. So that was the first penalty. Then Warren Fogle took a 2-minute tripping call at 2:34, and so that's why it was a 5-on-3. The 5-on-4 power play that ensued after that goal, which was Celebrini's second of the period, sixth of the season from Eklund and Will Smith, did not result in a goal. However, a little bit later at 10:42, the 4-minute high-sticking penalty on Kevin Fiala was called when Fabian Zetterlund got the high stick to the face along the near boards right in front of the penalty boxes. And so into the penalty box went Fiala, and into the net the puck went for Wennberg. Off the draw, Wallman shoots. Tip, score! Wennberg's in front. Looked like he got a piece of it. Wallman shot the puck, kept it on the ice. The most important thing, they won the faceoff, and they put it right to the net within a couple of seconds. And look at this. The Sharks lead 6-2 with a power play goal. And once again, the Jamal Mayer's theory of power plays comes to the fore. Get a shot off within a couple of seconds of getting control of the faceoff. Wennberg won the faceoff, then he positioned himself in front of the net, and Wallman's shot was down low, and he tipped it.
That certainly was a shot pass. That wasn't... Wallman has probably a 100-mile-an-hour stop shot. He is such a smart defender. Offensively, he dragged that puck to the middle of the ice, gave himself a better angle, gave some time for Wennberg to get in position, and that is a shot pass, perfectly executed deflection through the five hole.
And so that was at 10:46 of the third. 6-2 Sharks. San Jose with its second power play goal of the period. Wennberg sixth from Wallman, and it was a rout. But the Sharks would get one more. Earlier in the game, Luke Cunnan had a breakaway opportunity when the score was 1-0, and he missed. But this time, he wasn't going to miss. Here's a giveaway. Luke Cunnan carrying it down the wing, moving in the middle, trying to split through. He shoots, he scores! Luke Cunnett missed the net on the breakaway in the first period, but he makes good on that in the third. With a minute 21 left, Cunnett's goal makes it 7-2 San Jose. That was a beauty. Cunnan's fifth of the season was unassisted, and that ended up the scoring with the Sharks winning by the 7-2 count. Final shots on goal in the game. L.A. outshot San Jose 24-21, but how about that? Seven goals for the Sharks on only 21 shots against a pretty solid defensive team in Los Angeles, a club that had only given up three goals in its previous three games.
Well, this is a team that is first in the league in shots allowed. They allow the fewest shots in the league. They allow the second fewest inner slot chances. They are a good defending team. And the Sharks absolutely dismantled them in the third period. Yeah, did they get a fortuitous bounce here or there? Did they get a power play, an extra power play? Yes. But it's about taking advantage of those opportunities, and they certainly did that.
And the key is they earned that.
That's right.
That's why they went in. That's why they got the bounces, because they earned it.
You're exactly right. And you know what? It's nice when you have nights like this where you do things the right way and you end up scoring a bunch of goals and a lot of guys are involved, and that's good for the team.
Two goals and one assist for Macklin Celebrini, who becomes only the second 18-year-old in the history of the Sharks to have a three-point game. The other one, Patrick Marleau, in March of 1998. He had one goal and two assists against the Detroit Red Wings, also a home game. But the man in the face-off circle is always very important in this game, and a guy who scored a goal but won some key draws is with us now in the Sharks dressing room. He is Alex Wennberg, and he is with Jamal.
Alex, you guys found a way to get this job done, and you know what? You're without arguably one of your top players. And what did you guys say to each other to find a way to slow down a team that has really good centermen up down the middle? You kind of led the way, taking a lot of faceoffs tonight. What was said in the room before this game?
No, I mean, like I said, we're playing a good team. But at the end of the day, I mean, it all comes down to our effort. Obviously, we have a chance coming into the third. We just said we want to come out hot, skate a lot, and just like stick to it, play simple. I mean, you can just see right away, though, the skill takes over when you kind of like do that. Mac, you're scoring a hell of a goal. And after that, I mean, you can just see how we're working together. We're playing hard, and that's what we need. So
it also seemed like you guys are really intentional about working to get above and keeping things sustained and allowing your defense to be really aggressive with a tight gap in the neutral zone. Is that something you talked about as forwards to make sure you're working to get back?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like reload is one of our key things for sure. If we can skate back, kind of like not to give them any time and space, and I mean, that lets us need to be aggressive as well. So, I mean, today I feel like it's a good effort. Obviously, right now we score a lot of goals as well, which is good for the confidence, but gonna give a shout out to the goalie as well with Askey. He's been unbelievable in the net as well.
I thought your line had a lot of opportunities, especially early on in the first period. You guys were rolling. What is it like to play with, you know, Cunnan's played all over the place, but it seemed like you and Toffoli and Cunnan had some good chances and some good chemistry.
No, I mean, I think it's a great line. Like, I feel like you're talking about, though, it feels like we're feeding off each other. We're different players. We're all kind of working together. But, I mean, Cunnan's creating space. You see on the breakaways as well. He's just humming up the ice. And, I mean, me and Toff is kind of feeling this given goal, him being more of a shooter, I'm a passer. So I feel like it's a great fit and something we're just getting better and better for every game we play. So
it really looked like you're doing a great job holding on to pucks and making those plays. But what do you do on a daily basis to work on your board play? Because it's, for me, it's something that really sticks out about your game.
No, I mean, obviously, it's something I take pride in. I try to be strong on the pucks. Obviously, it's a tough league, big defensemen, but your small details, protecting as much as you can, use your body and use your feet as an asset. So it's something, I mean, I've been in the league for so long, and it's something you learn along the years as well. So for me to kind of like work on that skill, try to be better and better, I mean, to this day, I feel like I can still be better. So it's just something I always put some extra time to.
Well, a great start to your homestand, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So the Sharks win it by the score of 7-2, and that's a big boost to the morale in the first game since Joe Thornton's jersey retirement. San Jose's record now ups to 7-12-5. They've got 19 points on the season, while the Los Angeles Kings, still in a pretty solid spot, drop back to 11-8-3. Jim Hiller's team has 25 points on the year. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.